Just in case.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. President Obama unveils his budget today to Congress. An expensive health care package and tax increases on the wealthy are catching headlines. But also tucked into the 10-year spending plan is $250 billion for the reeling banking system. Just in case. Marketplace's Dan Gretsch reports.
4 months back, the Bush administration passed a $700 billion bank bailout known as the TARP. Real estate analyst Jack McCabe says it will take trillions to get the credit market going again.
We literally have over a $2 trillion shortfall in spending over the last few years, and the $700 billion only replaces about a third of what's necessary.
Obama's proposed budget sets aside another $250 billion for the banks. The president is calling it a placeholder that he may not have to use. But McCabe says down the road, even more funds will have to be set aside.
Well, I think the money's always available because the one thing the government has that the rest of us don't have is a printing press.
McCabe says the bigger hurdle is the willingness of the American people to saddle their grandchildren with debt. I'm Dan Gretsch for Marketplace.
Wall Street seems to like this whole just-in-case thing. The Dow is up 37 points or 0.5% to 7,308. The NASDAQ is up a couple points. The S&P 500 up 6 points, 0.8%. Britain launched a plan today to insure more than $700 billion worth of banks' toxic assets. Shares in Europe are still trading higher. Markets in Asia closed lower today. GM says this morning it burned through $6 billion at the end of last year while reaching out for government help. The company reported a loss of nearly $10 billion for the fourth quarter. And GM executives are in Washington today asking for more government help. How about paying taxes for transportation projects based on how many miles you drive? A new bipartisan study says gas taxes aren't enough. Sarah Gardner has more.
The commission says the U.S. is spending only a third of what's necessary to keep up our roads. Gas taxes, it says, aren't a good way to fund them, especially now that cars are getting more fuel efficient. Commissioner Jeff Urema says taxing individual drivers based on their mileage makes more sense.
The gas tax was a reasonable proxy for use. It isn't any longer, and so this is the next evolution of a user pays concept for transportation.
Oregon has already piloted this idea. It's commonly called a VMT tax, vehicle miles traveled. Every car would have a GPS-like mileage counter in it to track how far the driver's gone and possibly where. Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood floated the idea this month, but the White House immediately rejected it. The commission will also recommend states consider more toll roads and congestion pricing, where people pay a premium to drive during rush hour. I'm Sarah Gardner for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build stronger customer relationships through email marketing. ConstantContact.com. And by CSX, whose trains move a ton of freight 423 miles on 1 gallon of fuel to help reduce emissions. CSX, how tomorrow moves. American Public Media presents Repossessing Virtue, fresh thinking on the moral, spiritual, and ethical aspects of the economic downturn. Gain perspective at speakingoffaith.org.
We continue to see the fallout in unemployment and weekly jobless claims. This morning, the government says new claims last week hit the highest level since 1982. The number of people continuing on benefits is now more than 5 million, a new record. Dell is cutting a couple thousand jobs in Ireland. The computer company was once the biggest exporter in that country. Dell is set to report earnings today. Business professor Frank Barry at Trinity College in Dublin joins us now. Professor Barry, what does Dell's performance mean for Ireland as it slides deeper into a recession?
With the exception of Iceland, we're suffering the most severe downturn in growth of any industrialized country. So it comes at a particularly difficult time for us. That as the other hardware firms had stopped assembly activities in Ireland, their workers were able to get new jobs relatively easily over the course of the boom period. Now, that'll be much difficult over the course of the recession.
And we're talking 2,000 jobs here.
And that's a much more substantial number in Ireland, of course, than it would be in the States. So it's, yeah, Dell is losing about half of its workforce here in Ireland almost overnight.
And what is the corporation, Dell Corporation, then gaining with this move?
It had established a factory in Lodz in Poland about 3 or 4 years ago that was carrying on the same kinds of activities as it was doing in its Limerick plant. So now it's simply migrating its assembly operations to Poland, where wages are about one-fifth the equivalent wages that was paying in Ireland.
So the people in Ireland that will be left without jobs, where do they go?
Many of them will simply go onto the unemployment rolls for a period of time whilst they're seeking new jobs. But there's major talk of a return to emigration, which of course has been the blight of Ireland for 150 years or so. But with the downturn in Britain and the US, Australia seems to be the new destination of choice.
But what about prospects for recovery with the recession?
Well, that's it. When I mentioned adjustment costs there, that typically means, you know, how long workers remain unemployed. And the real difficulty then for Ireland, of course, is that the depth of our recession will increase the length of time that unemployed workers spend on the social welfare rolls.
Frank Barry is a professor at the School of Business at Trinity College in Dublin. Thanks so much, Professor.
Sure, you're welcome.
Morgan Stanley was going to take executives and clients to Dublin, Ohio, in June for the Memorial Golf Tournament it sponsors. But now the investment bank says it won't pay to put on a good time. That decision happened to come this week, just a day after Bank Northern Trust got bad publicity for wining and dining clients at a golf tournament. Both banks were recipients of bailout money. In Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. Have a good Thursday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.